760 WJR. Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight is the Executive Director of Marketplace Solutions, a non-for-profit corporation with three objectives. One, to equip people to understand and fulfill their roles as agents of transformation. Two, to connect them with resources and relationships. And three, to mobilize them to fulfill the Great Commission right where God has placed them in the marketplace. His name, Patrick McBain. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Keep on the sunny side.
Stay at Days Inns, and you could win amazing resort vacations to Italy, Mexico, Las Vegas, a new grand prize every week. Play the online match and win game every day for a chance to win one of over 1,000 instant prizes, like gas cards and more. Play together, stay together, now at DaysInn.com. Days Inn, the best value under the sun. No purchase necessary. Ends 9-4, legal residents 18 or older. Free entry details and full rules at DaysInn.com.
For all the doubting Thomases.
I don't understand how anybody could ever call here and disagree with me about anything.
For those in the shadow of uncertainty.
Meanwhile, when the nomination of Myers came up and I didn't go along, you people,
and you know who you are,
doubted me.
Rush is your lunchtime beacon of breaking news.
Oh, folks, I'll tell you what, I got this. The day is going to unfold even better. I bet most of you haven't heard this yet.
Weekdays at noon, News Talk 760 WJR.
When are you doubting Thomas is going to finally wake up and admit I know what I'm talking about?
Beautiful summer Sunday. Am I at my own barbecue, in my own backyard, grilling my own Kraft American Singles burger? No. I'm traipsing to a buddy's barbecue halfway across the state. I could deal with that if there was a delicious cheeseburger waiting for me. But I get there and I'm handed a burger with no cheese in sight? Seriously? Burgers without Kraft American Singles are practically naked. Which is how I could be. In my own backyard. My own barbecue. Grilling my own burger with Kraft American Singles.
No one can stop all identity theft. That's why LifeLock and their $1 million service guarantee is so important. With LifeLock's guarantee, you'll never be out a penny of your own money or a minute of your own time because of identity theft. Don't wait. Protect yourself and those you love right now by calling 1-800-440-8802 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 1-800-440-8802 or LifeLock.com.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's Jack.
We're with Patrick McBain, the Executive Director of Marketplace Solutions. Patrick, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Jack, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity today.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Absolutely. I grew up, born and raised in Warren, Ohio, and was part of a relatively large family, even for the era in which I grew up. There were six kids, so we had a house full, and I was number five in the rotation. And, our house was a great place to grow up, but it was also a place where there was a lot of friction and some unfortunate things that are not uncommon to a lot of people who grew up in that era. My dad was an alcoholic, and his alcoholism bled into a lot of our family life and created some things that caused pain as well as dysfunction. And for myself, growing up in that setting, I remember viewing my dad from a place of, always wanting to connect with him, always wanting to, you know, have time with my dad. And it was the very thing that was never available. And it was because he was giving his time to alcohol and to his work. And so for me, when I was growing up, I was groping in the dark. I was looking for some things that were not there in my family. And the display of things that happened day to day or night to night, depending on if my dad would come home drunk or if he would come home sober, created some interesting dynamics, to say the least.
You were a rebellious child by your own admission.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then at 19, you invited Christ into your life.
That's
Share
right.
us with that, please.
Well, again, a lot of it has to do, the rebellion has to do with this reaching out that I was doing as a young guy. Believe it or not, I got drunk myself for the first time in sixth grade. And that particular pattern was one that was always outside of the home. I never did things in many ways that were rebellious in the home. All of my rebellious activity was done outside of the home. And so everything from getting drunk for the first time in sixth grade to starting to smoke pot and get high in seventh grade, right on through high school, through all of the other activities that were, again, just sort of a rebellious cry on my part, led me to a place where I struggled in school, I struggled with my grades, I struggled with relationships, especially with authority figures. But interestingly enough, there was something that was always there. There was this hidden grace, if you will, over my life that allowed me to get through it. And I did. I got through it. And I actually still had dreams, and my dreams and visions were actually to go on and become a singer and entertainer. And it was through that dream and vision that I went to the Dana School of Music on the campus of Youngstown State University. And as I joined that school of music, I met for the first time my current wife, Leslie. And I remember when I met her, she was, in my eyes, the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. And to this day, I still say that. And so seeing her, I had in my heart and in my mind, I wanted to meet her and I wanted to get to know her. And interestingly enough, I had no idea of this until afterwards, but she had spotted me and was trying to figure out how to get to know me as well for different reasons. I was attracted to her from that man perspective of wanting to, have her as a prize trophy or whatever, and she was interested for more genuine reasons. But we connected and we started to date. But here was the problem. The problem was I was still living a life with the conditions that I would do things how I wanted, when I wanted, and they were all self-oriented, efforts and endeavors. And so, unfortunately, I brought that into our relationship. And so I was still partying, and I was still loose and going off and doing things, in a careless fashion, and brought that into our dating relationship, and Leslie got pregnant. And that right there, Jack, was, for me, the straw that broke the camel's back. And that breaking for me had a number of different, impacts. But one of them was that I felt like I had ruined Leslie's life. And number two, I had no idea how I was going to resolve this situation. I was a broken man on several levels. Well, you know, we did the right thing in terms of legally. We got married. And then we started to sit down with the pastor of her church. And it was during that time of almost what you would call post-marriage counseling that he asked me a question. And he said to me, He said, Patrick, he said, if you were to die tonight, do you know what would happen to you? And I looked at him and I said, yes, I'd go straight to hell. And he looked at me and he said, would you like to change that? And I remember laughing at him because I said, how can you change this? I said, there's too much damage done. There's too much water underneath this bridge. And how can I possibly change my life situation? And he looked at me and he began to tell me about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and how that relationship, if I embraced it, if I allowed Jesus to enter into my heart and take the weight that I was feeling from all of this situation and all of my past sin, then it would change me for eternity. And so that night I invited Jesus into my heart as I sat in that pastor's study, and my life was radically changed. And I just praise God today for what he did in me and through me, because that day when I made a decision to turn towards God, I made a decision once and for all. And for me, it's been one that I have not looked back on in any way, shape, or form. It's been one that has literally launched me into the calling that's on my life even now. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that happened for me.
We're talking to Patrick McBain, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Some place you can turn to when you absolutely, positively need the truth.
You are free in this country to pursue your dreams. There are several safety nets out there intended to help you should you fall on hard times. We never intended that there'd be guaranteed results in a free society, only the freedom to be the best you can be.
Sean Hannity is on.
Afternoons at 3, News Talk 760 WJR.
A soft take on the headlines.
Well, Israel shouldn't overreact. Hezbollah didn't fire rockets. And we'll have peace and flowers and happiness. Wouldn't that be nice? Can we just have a ceasefire?
Or hardline news.
All we've been talking about is immigration. And frankly, I need a break from it. I'm getting IED over immigrant. I'm fed up with it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Give me a day off, will you?
Always trademark Rush Limbaugh.
Hi, Rush Limbaugh here. America's anchorman.
Weekdays at noon. News Talk 760 WJR.
Oh, great. Another weekend. Another bar, another club. Woohoo! Look, we all know how tiring the dating scene can be, but you know there has to be a better way. Like eHarmony, where they match you with other singles based on compatibility. And this weekend is the perfect time to check it out for yourself, because you can visit eHarmony.com and review your matches for free. It only takes a half hour to fill out the questionnaire and start getting your free matches. So log on this weekend and try something new at eHarmony.com.
Honey, let's go out to dinner this week.
Where? That stuffy French place?
How does a three-course meal for two at Ruth's Chris for $89 sound?
Not stuffy, not French. Perfect.
The Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two is only $89. Enjoy our delicious filet, chicken, or seafood in the warm and inviting atmosphere Ruth's Chris is famous for.
So, when do you want to go?
I'll be in the car.
Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two, a three-course meal for two people for just $89. Only at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, available for a limited time.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Patrick McBain. Patrick, it's 1984. Leslie's 8 months pregnant with your second child, and you, Leslie, and little Emily moved to India for 3 years. That's why correct. And what did you learn?
Well, I was at a crossroads. I had just finished a business management degree, and at that particular time in Youngstown, Ohio, the economy was really not in a great place. And so the opportunity was presented to us through some relationships that Leslie had with her sister to look into an opportunity that was at a school situated in the first range of the Himalaya Mountains called Woodstock. And this school is in a hill station called Missouri. And the opportunity was that they needed some teachers, which in the case of my wife Leslie, she had credentials for. But they also needed someone to run their middle school boys' dorm unit. And so it just fit for both of us to go there and fill some staff positions that were available. And so we prayed about it, and we knew that this was something that would, you know, the right pieces to the puzzle would have to come together. And we actually almost didn't go. And it was largely due to the fact that Leslie was approaching her eighth month of pregnancy, and our visa hadn't come yet. And then we get a telex from the staff at the school, and they said, visas are in Chicago. Come if you can. And so my wife's father drove to Chicago, picked up our visas, brought them back. We flew out 3 days later, arrived in New Delhi, and the principal of the school met us there and asked us, should I take you to a hotel or a hospital? Because he knew that Leslie was pregnant, and we were pushing the envelope in terms of the arrival date of our second daughter, Allison. And interestingly enough, when we got there 2 weeks later, Allison was born. So we did cut it close, to say the least. So our youngest daughter was born in India. And we went there because we were young and we were excited about the prospect of serving within a community that was, number one, international, number two, very different than anything we had ever experienced before, and number three, a place that we could grow as a family. And when we were there, we experienced a number of difficult things. There were challenges just from being in a third world country. And, you know, I have the philosophy that every American should live overseas in a third world country for at least 6 months to know how blessed we are, to know how good we have it as individuals and as people, and you know what they may have to experience, like electricity going off at least once a day, like monsoon rains for 3 months. You know, the experiences that we had were life changing, and in the midst of it, I had to do a lot of growing up personally. Because I had to deal with some baggage that I had still not addressed while I was here in the States, and it just so happened to manifest itself while I was there.
You come back, Patrick, and you become a clothes salesman. You become extremely successful, and then you decide there's more to this than life.
That's correct.
Share that with us.
I came back and had it in mind that I was going to, you know, start a degree in education. But in the midst of that, I joined a family-owned and operated clothing firm, and worked for them for the better part of 10 years. And in the midst of that, took a store that was floundering, and brought it to a place where it was extremely successful. We actually did a relocation with larger square footage. It was just a really good period of time for me in terms of business growth, and a time period where I became connected with a number of key individuals in the community. And some of those individuals saw some things in me and through me because I would share with them while I would sell them clothes about my passion, which is Jesus. And so as I shared with them about my passion, it brought out some of the passions that were in their hearts. And so these relationships, though I didn't know it at the time, were essentially I was doing marketplace ministry. And it was a pretty powerful time for me. But there were some individuals who saw my heart and my passion, and they invited me to be a part of some parachurch ministry operation that was going on here in the Valley. And so I was invited to interview for the director's position for an organization called Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And long story short, Jack, I joined the organization as the area director for a little over 3 years, and simultaneously was a youth pastor at a small church here in Youngstown. And so I did the two in parallel for the better part of 3 years.
We're talking to Patrick McBain. When we come back, we'll ask him about Marketplace Solutions. And I'm Jack Grasula, and this is Anything is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
The Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Program at the University of Toledo Medical Center is currently seeking participants for a clinical research trial using a treatment delivered through a skin patch. People who volunteer for this project should be currently taking some form of the most common medication for Parkinson's disease: levodopa, which usually goes by the names of Sinemet, Stalevo, or carbidopa levodopa. In order to qualify for this study, participants will be experiencing periods of the day when their current medication is not optimally working to control their symptoms. If you or someone you know has Parkinson's disease and are experiencing less than optimal symptomatic control, call toll-free 1-800-556-5444 and ask to speak with Kathy Davis at extension 3548. That's the University of Toledo Medical Center's Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Program Clinical Research Trial. Call toll-free 1-800-556-5444 and ask for Kathy Davis at extension 3548.
Don't miss Lowe's July 4th event. Get 10% off major appliances priced at $397 or above, $5 off 1 gallon, or $20 off 5 gallon qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. Ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card, and get entire house carpet installation for just $99 when it's special order Stainmaster or Premier Living carpet and pad purchased from Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only. Credit offer available from June 26th to July 7th.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking Silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with Silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Imagine if your sink sprung a leak and you had a plumbing expert living right next door. Or your furnace suddenly went cold and there was a heating and cooling expert right across the street. And down the road was an expert in sewers, a basement professional, and a contracting authority. Well, that's what a visit to WJR.com's online experts page is like. The helpful advice, the how-tos, and the who to calls. The online experts page, only at WJR.com. It's like living on Smart Street, USA.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend. Bend?
Like morning exercise and taking Silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with Silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Honey, let's go out to dinner this week.
Where? That stuffy French place?
How does a three-course meal for two at Ruth's Chris for $89 sound?
Not stuffy, not French. Perfect.
The Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two is only $89. Enjoy our delicious filet, chicken, or seafood in the warm and inviting atmosphere Ruth's Chris is famous for.
So, when do you want to go?
I'll be in the car.
Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two, a three-course meal for two people for just $89. Only at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, available for a limited time.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You can also switch your multivitamin to One-A-Day Men's Health Formula. One-A-Day Men's is a complete multivitamin specially formulated with selenium, which emerging research suggests may help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. One-A-Day Men's, because looking after your health is just plain healthy.
You trust the Wall Street Journal for in-depth news and insightful market coverage? Now you can find top jobs and leading-edge advice from the Wall Street Journal online at wsj.com/careers, a free, comprehensive resource designed to give your career a boost. Learn how to fine-tune your resume, network within your industry, and manage office politics. Whether you're looking for a new job or just want to get ahead in your current job, WSJ Careers helps you take control of your career. Visit wsj.com/careers today.
Welcome back to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Presented by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Patrick McBain, the Executive Director of Marketplace Solutions. Patrick, what does Marketplace Solutions do?
Well, Jack, we are a nonprofit corporation and a ministry for marketplace transformation. So our desire is to equip and release marketplace individuals, Christians in the marketplace, to bring spiritual, economic, and social transformation to their communities and even beyond to the nations.
If there's a listener tonight that says, I like what I'm hearing, it makes sense, but I don't have the courage to turn my life over to God, let him be my ruler, what do you say to that person, Patrick?
Yeah, I would say to them, first of all, God has a calling on your life. And to recognize that calling takes a positioning change on our part. We have to, first of all, believe that we are called typically, when we use the word minister, we think of someone who preaches in a pulpit, or maybe even someone who's a missionary in a far-off country. But we don't think of ministers as those who work in a bank, or those who might deliver your mail, or those who might do the accounting for a particular firm. But these individuals who are of faith in Jesus Christ are no different than Billy Graham, in that the anointing of God, the calling of God on their life is the same as it is in Billy Graham's life as he steps in front of tens of thousands of people in a stadium and preaches the gospel. God's looking for that same type of individual to step in to a place and literally become activated to flip the switch, if you will, in their hearts, first of all, and then in their intentions, and essentially join God in what he's already doing here in the earth. So for the individual who's out there and kind of thinking, there's no way I could possibly, be God's man or woman in this situation, part of that is recognizing that, yes, you can, And the other part of it is beginning to ask God how he sees you in that role. Because when we do that, then all of a sudden we're going to get a vision beyond ourselves. We're going to begin to get a vision for what it is he's actually called us to do. And I have several individuals who I've happened to now minister with and to and come alongside of in this process here with Marketplace Solutions who are doing that very thing. They've just said yes to God. And that's the key that unlocks, if you will, the possibilities of being used by God.
Patrick, people today are scared. Gas prices, stock market, home values, everything's going in the wrong direction. What do you say to us today?
I think, first of all, we have to ask God what it is that he's doing in this time element. To live in fear means we're not living in faith. And God is calling us essentially to be a people of faith, to change our perspectives. My God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. My God is able to do abundantly more than I can think or ask. My God is not under-resourced. And so to change our perspective, to change our paradigms, the way we think about the God we serve, so that we can serve the God of the impossible, means that we have to literally agree with him in terms of what he says he can do through us, what he can accomplish in us, and join him, if you will, in partnership. And when we become a partner with God, all of a sudden, the self-oriented living, perspective of fear around every corner, the doom and gloom that could be agreed with, now dissipates. It gets pushed to the fringe, and all of a sudden, our viewpoint changes. There's a verse of scripture that is familiar to many of us. It actually comes from the book of Matthew in the 11th chapter. And this is Jesus' invitation to us, Jack. It says in the verse, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, when we look at that verse of Scripture, Jack, and he says, "Take my yoke upon you," essentially what he's saying is, partner with me. Get in line with me. Align your life so that you're no longer swimming against the stream. You're no longer isolated. You're no longer someone who's out there all alone, but you are essentially coming into partnership with me so that you can learn my ways. I'm reminded of what happened when Tony Dungy was interviewed in regard to the Super Bowl championship with the Indianapolis Colts just 2 years ago. And he made it very clear. He said, "I've told the owner of this organization, and I'll tell you that I do things a certain way. They're not my way, they're God's way. And because of that, what happens with this team and this organization will be because we have honored him and done what he's asked us to do in all areas. And now we're, seeing the benefits of that. And we don't do it just to get, by the way. We do it because it becomes a representation, if you will, about the relationship that he longs to have with us as his children, as essentially a kingdom of priests and kings who are ruling here in the earth now.
As I listen to you, Patrick, I think of the Beatitudes, and I think of the blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's not what we're hearing on TV and the media today.
Right.
Do you believe that? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth?
Absolutely, because it's an attitude. It is a position that we take in our inner man, and then project in terms of how we see each other and how we serve each other. Again, if I'm meek, that's not the same as saying I'm weak. I'm meek because my greatest desire is to serve you in order to glorify God. That's what Jesus modeled. When he was here in the earth, he basically came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to serve, not to sit enthroned. And so, you know, the upside-down kingdom, as I like to call it, created some confusion for the disciples and still creates confusion for those of us who are self-serving. Jesus came to serve those around him. It was thought as being totally out of order for him to wash the feet of the disciples. Yet that was the modeling that needed to be done, not only then, but needs to be done now. Are we willing to be meek? Are we willing to serve the community around us? Are we willing to model Jesus in such a way that we would transform the marketplace, that we would transform the industries, that we would transform the hearts and the lives of those who may have never even heard the name of Jesus, yet they're seeing something through us and in us that is very different and very unique and very godlike. And because of that, they say, I want that. What is it about you that, you know, makes you who you are? Because I've never seen someone model this before. So when you use that, you know, that term, the Beatitudes, the meek will inherit the earth, that means I don't have to worry about what I'm going to get. My God is the provider for me. And because I'm serving him and his purposes and his kingdom here on earth, everything else is going to fall into place.
We're talking to Patrick McBain. When we come back, we're going to ask him about, quote-unquote, the Great Commission. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
On the next Paul W. Smith Show.
It's nice to be trusted by the mayor.
You're the only W I believe in.
Okay, very well, I don't want to argue with you right now. Well, more next time.
Paul W. Smith.
If it's happening, it's happening here first on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9, only on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. News Talk 760 WJR.
If you have diabetes, then you know your meter is your lifeline. Luckily for you, new meters are more accurate and are easier to use. And the best news is, with our new alternate site meters, you don't have to prick your fingers anymore. And if you're covered by Medicare, Access Diabetic Supply will send you one of these new meters at no cost to you.
800-869-8538. 800-869-8538. 800-869-8538.
How much are you paying for AT&T phone service? Think about it. Now you can get phone and internet from Comcast for one low price. $49.90 a month, every month. Introducing the new everyday double play from Comcast. Get Comcast internet with McAfee security included. It's ideal for surfing, shopping online, and email. And you'll enjoy Comcast Digital Voice Local with more, with unlimited local calling and 12 popular features. Get phone and internet together for just $49.90 a month, every month, from Comcast. Two great services for less than you might be paying for AT&T phone service. An offer this good doesn't come along every day. Until now. Call 1-800-COMCAST and save big. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to residential customers. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Activation fee may apply to digital voice. For details, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open roads, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-501-7032. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-501-7032.
Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm, presents Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Patrick McBain. Patrick, one thing you talk about regularly is the Great Commission.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, one of the marketplace transformation paradigms that we use, especially in relationship to one of the key ministries that I'm associated with, Harvest Evangelism, is a paradigm that says the Great Commission is not so much about discipling individuals, it's about discipling nations. When you read Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, this is probably the most read, biblically scholared section of Scripture, the Great Commission. A commission, literally a launching or a releasing, if you will, from Jesus to those of us who would follow after him. And the verse reads like this. I'll read it to you. It says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always." Well, the three keys within the Great Commission that I see as relevant to those of us who are in the marketplace, those of us who are trying to establish an understanding of that calling that we talked about earlier on our lives, as ministers in the marketplace, as those who would transform industries, those who would literally serve God in this capacity. The three points are this: authority, assignment, and anointing. And the authority is described when Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." So Jesus understood that the Father gave him all authority in both realms, in the heavenly realm and in the earthly realm. And then he uses a word, therefore. And what's it therefore? In other words, what's the authority that Jesus had and still has, therefore? He says, it's there for you, Jack. It's there for me. It's there for our listeners to essentially go and make disciples of all nations. There's a interesting phrase that I've been using recently that a friend of mine taught me. And essentially it says, tell me, I forget. Teach me, I remember. Involve me, and I understand. And so what Jesus always did and what we do and have to do if we're going to see our communities transformed is begin to move in a realm, our assignment, if you will, in teaching or discipling the nations is essentially to get to a level where we're involved in people's lives, where the teaching is, as I shared in the earlier segment, a form of modeling. That's the assignment. And it's to go everywhere. It's not to ask people to come, but it's to go where they live. It's to go where they're already at work or in our neighborhoods or wherever God is giving you directive. And then finally, the evidence of the anointing is when Jesus says in the very last verse, in verse 20, and surely I am with you always. To me, that is the description of the evidence of Jesus in our midst. And so he said that I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. And as we sort of turn our eyes towards that and the possibilities of what that means, then all of a sudden we begin to walk out a new understanding of what it is we've been called to do.
What do you say, Patrick, to somebody who says, these are tough times. The last thing I want to do is get fired on the job by doing this discipling?
Sure. Well, I think a lot of times we confuse the telling, if you will, or talking about Jesus with the actual living it. And we can do both. I think there's going to be opportunities in every situation. But I'll give you a typical example, and it's, I believe, one of the keys is through prayer and prayer evangelism. Of the hundreds of times, and I don't use that those numbers lightly, but of the hundreds of times I've asked individuals, coworkers, whomever, people in the public, in a coffee shop, wherever, if I could pray with them, I have never been turned down once. And it's amazing when people share their hearts, when they share their stories, Jack, when they share where they live, the pain that they're experiencing, or whatever it might be, that is a point of reference where two or three are gathered in Jesus' name. He said, I'm there in the midst. That's that place of anointing I just described. That's that place where all of a sudden, if we invite him in and invoke him and just ask him to do what he does best, I can't solve everyone's problems, but I can ask the creator of the universe, the God who knows you better than I know you, who knows the details of your heart and your life and your situation, to literally step in and begin to present himself and what it is he wants to do in terms of touching and changing your life for eternity. And that's, I believe, the simplest way to do it.
How can we learn more about Marketplace Solutions?
Well, Marketplace Solutions is found on the web at www.marketplacesolutions.org. And, of course, they can call me directly at area code 330-360-5167.
Last question, Patrick. What advice would you leave with our young listeners tonight?
Well, I believe that the young people are the promise of the future. Our young people, I have the privilege to hang around young people a lot. I do that intentionally because I don't want to grow too old in my perspective or outlook on life. But I also realize if we don't sow into this next generation, then we will have lost a considerable amount. And when I work with young people, I believe that we are supposed to speak into their destiny, speak into their future, speak into the fact that God has a plan for them. His plan is not to harm them. His plan is to prosper them. His plan is to give them a future and a hope. And even in the midst of many of the young people that I meet with, they're hopeless. Their eyes don't see these possibilities. Yet it's imperative that we speak into their lives and redirect their vision, if you will, redirect their understanding that, yeah, they are chosen. They're part of that remnant that God wants to raise up unto himself so that they can not just be saved, but so that they can glorify him here in the earth. And so as I speak to young people, I always speak to them about purpose, and I speak to them about identity. And if their identity, which is understanding whose you are, is lined up with their purpose, what I'm called to do, then they will be a chosen generation.
Patrick McBain, what a role model. What a modern-day disciple. Thanks for sharing your story, and please keep up the great work.
Thanks, Jack.
Our guest next Sunday will be an amazing man, banker, entrepreneur, visionary, that has a fabulous, exciting story to tell with us, Jerry Campbell. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Stop.
Believe in yourself.
You like your auto parts store to pay you to shop with them.
Get in the zone.
At AutoZone, we reward loyal customers through our free AutoZone Rewards Card program. And right now, register your AutoZone Rewards membership online and receive a 20% bonus towards your next reward. And get a free can or bottle of any Coke product too. But hurry, this offer ends July 11th. So go to AutoZoneRewards.com today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.